Let's dive right in.
You're listening to the Tommy Jr.
and Lainey Girl.
Yeah, the podcast. How are you doing today?
I'm beautiful. How are you, love?
I'm beautiful and still in love with you, baby.
All right. You better be. You might get your thumb broke.
Oh, don't do that.
I will. I love you.
If you break my thumb, break it a nice way.
I will. I know how to do it nice.
What are we going to talk about today? I know.
What?
Wally, he just brought us some eggs over.
Oh, yeah. Beautiful ones, too.
Yeah, I was surprised. I didn't know we had chickens. They were so quiet there. Because, you know, usually they say when you have chickens, you need a rooster. But never heard any rooster. And in the day, that first time, he brought us eggs over. He said, where they come from? And he says he got chickens.
Right. Yeah, he did not want a rooster. I don't know if there's something in the laws here that about roosters and chickens or whatever, but he said he had to get rid of that thing quick. And so he just took it out in the country and let it go. He was very nervous about it. I don't know why.
Well, you can have chickens, but no roosters in the city limits. That's what it is.
Okay. Know? All right.
And his eggs are really good. You know, I've always liked fresh eggs because I like them, you know, easy over with the yolk soft and running. And the eggs he has are so good.
Aren't they good? And they're beautiful. They're beautiful. I love them.
Yeah. He's very particular about what he feeds them, you know. He told me what feed to buy them one time. I bought the feed. And he says, oh, no, he doesn't use that anymore because he got a bad report on it.
I remember. Yeah. He's very careful about what he feeds them. And I'm glad because he said, you know, what they eat, we ultimately eat. So he wanted to always be safe with that.
Yeah. Well, he treats them nice. He has a nice hen house, and he lets them out to walk around, and they, you know, scratch and everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I like eggs. I like them for breakfast.
I do, too. When we were young, we ate them every day. But, like, in the winter, we had oatmeal and cream of wheat and stuff like that. But during the summer, we had eggs, bacon, and grits.
Mm-hmm. Well, I like my eggs with smoked oysters. Oh, they're so good. You know, I scramble them up real good with a whisk, you know, and make them fluffy. And let them cook and put those oysters in there. Ooh, I'm in hog heaven eating eggs.
I know that's true. Well, I'm a city girl. I was born in Chicago and raised in California. And I, you know, didn't know anything about eggs except eating them. So I learned a lot, you know, from Wally and you and studying the eggs and the feed and so on.
Well, I used to have to go out and get eggs for a little period of time when I lived rural. That was my job, to go out and get the eggs out of the hen house. You know. What information you got for us about eggs?
Well, for one thing, here's what I learned, and it may make me look stupid, but I didn't realize that the eggs came out of the same hole as the poop. I didn't know they came out of the same orifice, so I was kind of surprised. I knew some of the eggs looked kind of dirty, but I thought that was, you know, from the nest. But no, I saw a video and I saw it happening live, and I'm like, oh, my heavenly days. Mm-mm. And also, I didn't realize that it didn't take a rooster for a chicken to lay eggs. So that shows what a city girl I am. I didn't know that.
That's
at
right,
because
he doesn't have a rooster, and they lay. He says,
"Oh yeah, every 21 days."
Yeah, he says, "No, not every. You don't lay every 21 days."
No. You told me to do the research, and that's what I saw. That's what I found. Every 20 to 21 days.
No, they don't. They lay eggs more than that. They lay about. He says, about every 2 days or so they lay eggs. Sometimes every day and a half.
Well, that's not what I read. Every 20 to 21 days, and it takes, what, 30 hours sometimes for them to get out of the egg? For them to tear the egg?
No,
for them
no.
To hatch?
Oh, we're talking about two different things.
What are you talking about, man?
I'm talking about how often they lay eggs. They lay eggs almost every day and a half, 2 days.
Oh, I didn't say it right. No, I'm sorry. I should have said it takes 21 days to hatch.
To hatch.
I'm sorry. Thank you.
Oh, okay.
Thank you. You know, knowing you is an education. Is an edumacation, as they say.
I said 21 days, they wouldn't make any money. and you know something else about eggs?
What?
In the U.S., they refrigerate eggs, but in Europe, they don't.
I know, and I heard a long time ago that there was a reason for that. And you don't keep eggs on the doors of the refrigerator. And we used to do that. We had a shelvador refrigerator, and it had little scoops and cups for you to put the eggs in on the door. So we were constantly going in and out. But anyway, yeah, I heard that. And when we were kids and we go to the neighborhood store, they had the eggs out on the counter. They didn't have them refrigerated.
Well, they didn't have refrigeration in your day.
Oh, watch it. You better watch that. Don't make the cook mad. We haven't had dinner yet.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness.
And they say if you don't wash them off, they last longer, too.
They stay fresh longer. I read that.
Yeah. And one more thing.
What?
If you take the egg and bathe it in mineral oil, they stay fresh, too.
Oh, I don't know. Yeah. Thank you. Just learned something. I didn't read that, but if you say so. I was reading about the specs and the argument between cholesterol and eggs and so on, and I discovered that whoever writes the theory on cholesterol and eggs and freshness and not, they all have different opinions. And they said it's just going to take a great, great, big, big study to really determine if eggs really do raise cholesterol. I know they raise the good cholesterol, but not the bad. And if people with heart trouble can eat them, or people with high cholesterol can eat them. They had a study where a person ate eggs every day for 20 days, and cholesterol was the same. So they have to do more study and more research into...
No, they really don't know, because I eat eggs all the time.
They don't know, and that's what was said. They don't know.
Yeah, eggs, so, but these fresh eggs are... Oh,
aren't they a treat?
I'm spoiled now. I'd probably stop eating eggs for a while if... he stopped giving us eggs. They're so good. Oh.
Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed.
I'm going to have eggs in the morning.
Okay. I was going to have eggs today, but you made that beautiful croissant for me because I had boiled a couple of eggs and I was
We did have eggs, but...
they were in the croissant. Yeah.
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 But they, you know, it was a poor excuse for eggs, but sometimes you got to do these things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But it amazes me that chickens... don't have cholesterol. They don't have high cholesterol.
Well, they have a different system than we do.
I guess.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's what it is.
So I'm wondering if the cholesterol comes from the way we cook them, the way we spice them, or how that happens, that the cholesterol after we ingest the eggs is higher.
Well, what I'm going to do, I'm going to see if I can get a grant to study cholesterol.
Oh, why don't you? Why don't you? Everybody else is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Everybody else is.
Well, I guess we've talked enough about eggs, and I'm going to have my eggs in the morning with those smoked oysters.
Mm-hmm.
How are you going to have yours?
I'm going to have the eggs I boiled today. I'm going to have a boiled egg, a half a banana, and a half an apple.
Okay. Well, that's about it for the day.
All right, my love.
This is Tommy Jr.
and Beanie Girl.
Signing off from our podcast. And thanks for being here with us.
Yes, thank you. Mm. Bye-bye.
thanks for being with me today. Hope you learned something. I hate to leave you, but I have to go. But you can come back next time, and we'll do it all over again.